It's the Live Music Showcase from WMNF Community Radio in Tampa. I'm Bill Dudley, and as you know, for the last year, we've been replaying some of our shows from the last 20 years, and today we're going to feature a couple of great New England folk duos. Starting our show off will be Steve Gillette and Cindy Magson from Vermont, from a show that we did here back in 2005 with Chris Smith hosting.
A song called The River. My friend Charles John Quarto and I wrote this one a long time ago.
I've seen the paddle wheeler rolling south on a summer's day. I've seen lovers at the guardrails with stars in their lemonade. And I've heard the hobos gather, heard their banjos grace the glade, heard them sing about the river, call it the lazy man's parade. Sing me that song about the river, green going away. I always did feel like a drifter about this time of day. Last night I stood by the highway, pretended I was on my way. You know, 100,000 headlights couldn't match the Milky Way. And when the moonlight touches the water, surely something touches me, and I go reaching for the river like it's reaching for the sea. Sing me that song about the river, green going away. I always did feel like a drifter out this time of day. Some things go on forever, the truth don't ever stray. The wind may brush the water, but the river holds her sway. Sing me that song about the river, about this time of day. I always did feel like a drifter about this time of day.
You can't tell, you guys are masters at this, been at this a while.
I mean,
at this time of day,
is
no less.
A little early in the morning for
it
some
is.
Of these vocal.
Well, we got
turns,
up at 6 o'clock this morning, and you know, I didn't realize it was still dark before, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I hadn't
and there
seen
were people
that.
Up and out and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you make your home in Vermont, right?
Yes, and that's why we tend to be here every January, just like the egrets and the herons.
It's
and
pretty self-evident at this point. Yeah.
Well, welcome, you guys.
Well, thank
you. That's funny. Well, what do you got more for us?
You know, I was thinking about your song about Bob Copper because, you know, he looked back on 100 years of his from his father's time and through his, and he lived to be 89.
Yeah, it was the patriarch of the Copper family, a singing family in England whose songs in their family went back 6 or 7 generations. I mean, their songs were the basis of what we know about English folk music, so quite a
and you were talking
the
about
royalty
his
in our world, you know. Great guy.
Very nice.
But he wrote a book called A Song for Every Season, which describes his growing up in Sussex and also the changes that have gone over the last century, really, that he saw. But this was a story from his childhood with his father, Jim, that I loved and turned into a song. Father's name was Jim. I was more more than fond of him. He's a man could tell you things you'd want to know. Though it's long and far away, I remember well the day he took me rambling through the fields before the dawn. One midsummer's early morn, he wouldn't say where we were going. He's a man could keep a secret, don't you know. Through the meadow, dark and still, to the top of Kingston Hill, he took me walking long before the rooster crowed. Jim turned around, lit his pipe, settled down, put an apple in my mouth to hold my tongue. Settled silent on the ground with the twinkling stars around us, and we waited for the coming of the sun. One by one till the red rim of the sun rose in the gap between the hills so far away. The rustling of the day, we saw the world awaken in the moment when the light and shadow dance. The village at our feet threw off the cloak of night, and we watched it come to light as light advanced. Gone now many years, but I still can hear his voice as he rose to stretch the stiffness from his legs. He stood up and said to me, isn't that a sight to see, child? It's a dawning you'll remember all your days. Some things happen only once, some come every day in the journey from the cradle to the grave. But while we live and breathe, such beauty we can see. Still that dawn as clear as day.
Cindy Mangson. Well, how long you been at this, Steve?
Well, you know, Cindy and I both have really enjoyed this music all our lives. Folk music for us goes all the way back to the basic family experience, you know, singing those songs that my dad plays piano and still does at 83. He's a great kind of old stride player, like the old Fats Waller stuff, you know. And Cindy sang, you know, I always tease that she was the first one in our block as the first five-year-old to have the sheet music to Davy Crockett, you know, because she played piano from very early. Seven, yeah. But, you know, as far as the writing goes, we both got into it kind of naturally. You know, when you play songs and you learn songs, eventually you just have these, you know, things just sort of fall together. So let's do some tunes while we...
Okay.
Because Cindy's got this wonderful concertina that comes from England. It's built in 1878 and it has a great sound.
You're asking all my brain cells to
Yeah, this is a this is a difficult medley. Yeah.
It's a jig, a hornpipe, and a reel. So don't dance.
This will lighten things up a little bit. Yeah, don't try to dance to this. Thank you.
You know, when you fall apart on the concertina, it's like jumping rope.
And oh, yeah.
Okay, I can get back in.
You know, to...
Okay, I'm worn out now. It's your turn.
Run
to
off
do
the
something.
Road. Maybe we should do something like a love song, something more mellow, and I don't know, something more restorative. Cindy and I live in Vermont, and we made a CD that we called A Sense of Place, and our whole idea was to give the listener a glimpse of what it's like to live in New England. And of course, right now it's got 2 feet of snow on the roof, and which is okay, but we're here, so we can laugh about it.
So it's a Vermont love song.
It's a Vermont love song, which is a little bit of a... It requires explanation. The Vermonters are not famous for being great romantics.
So we have to tell you it's a love song, or you might not know.
You might not. It's called The First Leaves, When the First Leaves Fall. There is a moment when the dark spell of winter is broken by the promise of the spring. When we walk the mile woods in the first hours of the morning and arrive with all the world awakening, and I'm nurtured by your presence, root and branch and blossom, and the soft rain shining in your hair. And when the first leaves fall, no matter where you are, I want to be there. There is a moment in the high green summer when the long sweet days give way to shadow, when we lay together beside the open window and watch the fireflies like stars upon the meadow. And there's an unspoken wisdom in the motion of the trees, eternity stirring in the air. And when the first leaves fall, no matter where you are, I want to be there. I want to be the one you turn to when the frost is on the fence post and the cold traveler moon stands alone. When all that remains of the warm rains of summer is the mist on the mill pond below. 'Cause yours is the yearning that gives meaning to my own. In the silence, when the wish becomes a prayer, when the first leaves fall, no matter where you are, I want to be there. When the first leaves fall, no matter where you are, I want to be there.
Steve Gillette, Cindy Mangson. Wow, nice love song. Steve, you kind of helped write one of the, now it's called, I guess, a standard, Darcy Farrow. And what's it like to have your footprint in the in that?
It's a pretty small footprint. Sure. Well, we think of this as a community, as a kind of an extended family, a strangely dysfunctional family, but a wonderful family. And it is just a nice thing that when you can go to a new place, that people have some point of reference, something they know. My old friend Tom Campbell and I wrote the song Darcy Farrow in 1965, and it actually came out of something that happened to my little sister Darcy, who we hasten to say is alive and well and doing just fine. But we borrowed her name for the song, and She was chasing her horse into the corral. Not a good idea. She was running behind the horse, which, of course, is very unwise at 12 years old. And the horse kicked her and broke her cheekbone. And she had a pretty good concussion and, you know, in the hospital for a weekend and so forth. So, anyway, Tom was moved to come up with this whole sad, dark, tragic, scary story. And I was kind of put off by it at first. But we steered it into that territory, you know, that old Scottish-Irish traditional folk song, cowboy songs. I always say the Scottish-Irish cowboy songs, but there weren't that many Scottish-Irish cowboys. But anyway, or in Ireland anyway. But I was a lot happier with it when it turned into that kind of an old standard. Should we do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
The walker runs down into the Carson Valley Plain. There lived a maiden, Darcy Farrell was her name, the daughter of old Dundee, and fair was she, and the sweetest flower that bloomed o'er the range. Her voice was sweet as the sugar candy, her touch was as soft as a bed of goose down, her eyes shone bright like the pretty lights that shine in the night out of Yerington town. She was courted by young Vandermeer, and quite handsome was he, I am to hear. He brought her silver rings and lacy things, and she promised to wed before the snows came that year. But her pony did stumble and she did fall. Her dying touched on the hearts of us all. Young Vandy in his pain put a bullet to his brain, and we buried them together as the snows began to fall. They sing of Darcy Farrell where the Truckee runs through. They sing of her beauty in Virginia City too. At dusty sundown to her name they drink around. And to young Vandy whose love was true.
Guitar has a nice ring to it there, doesn't it? So what's the trick to writing songs? Is there a trick to it?
Time.
Absolutely. Time.
Time.
Oh, well, are you saying time like patience? Or,
yeah.
And or also, time like just staying at it for years and years and years?
Cindy always says you got to sing a lot of good songs to get to know what they feel like, you know, in your mouth and stuff. And
it's like you got to read a lot of good books to
But Steve
to write
always yeah. says, I'm not a genius, but I can make up for it by putting in hours and hours and hours and hours.
Yeah, know? 100 hours,
so
150 hours.
So some people, I think, write quickly, but neither of us does that.
Mm-hmm. It's great to be inspired, to have a moment, of a glimpse of something, or to just hear something come to you. That's great. But then that's just the beginning for me. And two, you have to believe enough in that idea that you're willing to put in the, you know, the 60, 80, 100 hours. It really, you know, it doesn't always take that much, but it's just that you sort of have to be willing to make that commitment to it.
I cheat. I just keep a notebook, and if I'm working on one thing, I'll just, and I'm stuck, I'll look through the notebook and see if there's something else that,
yeah,
that can relate. Because I figure it's all from my brain, and it all goes together in one weird way or another.
Well, look, we've got time for about two,
maybe
three.
We might be able to squeeze
songs
in two. If we sing in Spanish,
okay,
that shouldn't take long, given our grasp of the Spanish language.
It's about as good as, never mind.
And then we can maybe sing our song about Gamble, song for Gamble, because that's
what
we're
in Florida. Florida.
Very good, yeah.
And we love to remember Gamble. This song is called No Pronuncias Mi Nombre. Don't speak my name. Don't
Are
say
you
my
Castilian?
Name. I was trying to give it that Castilian flourish that I learned in my seventh grade Spanish class.
Uh-huh.
And it's a love song, and it says, don't speak my name because your voice will keep my soul from finding its rest. It says, from the dark realms I will come to the sound of your voice.
Poem by Roque Dalton.
Roque Dalton, yes, a Salvadorian poet.
Music.
Two, three, four. No pronuncies mi nombre cuando sepas que he muerto. Por querer tendría la muerte y el reposo. Tu voz es la campaña de los cinco sentidos. No pronuncies mi nombre cuando sepas que me iré. No dejes que tus labios hallen mis once letras. Tengo sueño, he amado, he ganado el silencio. No pronuncies mi nombre cuando sepas que he muerto. Desde la oscura tierra vendría por tu voz. Mis once letras. Tengo sueño, he amado, he ganado el silencio. No pronuncies mi nombre cuando sepas que he muerto. Desde la oscura tierra vendría por tu voz. Desde la oscura tierra vendría por tu voz.
Very nice.
Well, this is a song we love to sing, especially when we come to Florida. Charles John Cuarto and I sat down and wrote this song about 2 years after Gamble Rogers died. All of us remember Gamble so well. We've known him for so many years, and we admired him so much. And Gamble was a true treasure of Florida. Gamble was a great storyteller and a great fingerstyle guitar player, and he kind of wove those things into an amazing performance style. And we miss Gamble. We lost Gamble in 1991. He went to the ocean at Flagler Beach there, and a place which is now known as the Gamble Rogers State Memorial Recreation Area and Nature Center. Anyway, it's a wonderful
It's got a lot
place.
Of words, which we always thought Gamble would have enjoyed.
I've got a picture of it in my fiddle case that shows the whole entrance. This is our song about Gamble. We just tried to remember all of his characters and stories and everything we could about him, and so we love to sing it for you. Song for Gamble. Thanks again, Chris. Great to be with you. Gamble Rogers, he was a gentleman with a guitar. He's gone on a little further now, a little deeper in the stars. He went down into the water,
to help to save a drowning man. And he left this world holding out his hand. He was a master at the microphone, had a subtle wisdom with a southern tone. Mississippi John and Agamemnon Joe, he had that magic in his hand. Played the old songs and they still ring true. He was a poet and philosopher too. He said life is just what happens to you while you're making other plans. I remember Gamble Roger, he was a gentleman with a guitar. He's gone on a little further now, a little deeper in the stars. He went down into the water to help to save a drowning man. And he left this world holding out his hand. He had the gift of innocence and a fondness for the key of it. He always had that air of thankful dignity. From the trade winds to the troubadour, it was a celebrated raconteur. Left him laughing by the backstage door, left him crying out for more. A gentleman with a guitar. He's gone on a little further now, a little deeper in the stars. He went down into the water to help save a drowning man. And he left this world holding out his hand. And he left this world holding out his hand.
And from February 2005, Cindy Magson and Steve Gillette, Vermont folk singing duo. In the second half of today's show, we're going to feature another great New England folk singer, Cindy Callett. Here she's teaming up with a Midwestern multi-instrumentalist, Gray Larson, on a show we did back in October of 2007.
For you and for me and without attachment to hungers and longings. The highest, goodest, bestest beingness.
karma right. Where is the brave part so we can be near, and courage of our hearts when we're so tired over here? So where is that highest, wisest self with the really big picture of everything? With a total perspective, with pure compassion for you and for me, and without attachment to hungers and longings. The highest, goodest, bestest.
Music from Cindy Callett and Gray Larson. How long have you been working as a duo, you two?
Well, this is new, isn't it? Yeah, it's been three and a half years, something in that neighborhood.
So it sort of snuck up on us. We didn't really intend to play, to be a duo, as they say, but we started sort of sitting in with each other at concerts that each of us would play, and it just grew into it was until it was so much fun that we couldn't stand it, so we just decided to play together.
I guess that's the way it happens.
Yeah.
Why don't you play us another song? We'll talk some more about what you all have been doing.
Okay.
Well, we're going to do a medley of three traditional Irish reels, and these are tunes that I learned from my first mentor when I was a teenager learning traditional Irish music, a man named Michael Kennedy. He was 73 and I was 18 at the time, and he taught me all the music from his home village, which was on the border of County Galway and County Roscommon back in Ireland. So, and the names of them, the first one is called the Swallowtail Reel. The second is The Wind That Shakes the Barley. And the third is called The Merry Harriers. Okay. Yeah, I think I'm in tune with
you. Okay, great. Here we go.
Cindy Kellett on guitar, Gray Larson
on flute. And they're our guests on today's Live Music Showcase from WMNF. So you've got a new CD coming out. It's called Cross the Water.
And people can find out about that by, if they want to, by just going to our website, which is that okay to say on the air?
Yeah, you can say anything except prices of concerts.
Okay. All right. Well, first of all, go Sox. And second of all, our website is Kallet Larsen, KallettLarsen.com. And Gray has a GrayLarsen.com, and I have CindyKallet.com. So
what are you going to do now? What is this instrument you've got in your lap here, Gray Larsen?
I'm holding on my lap a harmonium. It's from India, a very small pump organ, basically, that I'm playing the keyboard with my left hand and pumping a bellows with my right hand.
We'll play us a tune here.
Okay, we're going to play something that's actually not on our CD coming up, but something that I had recorded with just guitar and voice, and we found that we love doing it together. So here's a version of a traditional song called the Cherry Tree Carol. When Joseph was an old, old man, an old, old man was he. He married Mary, the Virgin Mary, the Queen of Galilee. Oh, Joseph and Mary went walking all through an orchard green, and there were berries and there were cherries as thick as might be seen. Oh, then bespoke sweet Mary with a voice so fair and so mild, oh, dearest Joseph, pick me one cherry, for I am now with child. Oh, then bespoke old Joseph with an answer most unkind, let him pick berries and let him pick cherries that brought thee now with child. Oh, then bespoke sweet Jesus within his mother's womb, bow down, thou tallest tree that my mother might have sung. Then bow down the tallest tree into sweet Mary's hand, and Mary cried, oh, see now, Joseph, I've cherries at command. Oh, then bespoke old Joseph, I have done Mary wrong. Cheer up, my dearest dear, and do not be cast down. So Mary picked one cherry as red as any blood, and Mary and Joseph, they walked on homeward, all with their heavy load.
Great job on that tune. That is beautiful. Music from Cindy Kallet and Gray Larsen, our guest on today's Live Music Showcase here from WMNF. Now, what town do you live in, Cindy?
I live in Camden, Maine.
Camden,
right,
Maine.
Right, kind of the middle of the Penobscot Bay, near the mouth of the Penobscot Bay.
Now, your voice just seems so—it's so New England to me. I can almost see the little steeples and the leaves and the things like that that people associate with New England, and it's just your voice just kind of brings that back. And I love your guitar playing too.
Well, thank you.
And Gray Larsen, you're from the Midwest. Have you always lived in the Midwest? You live in Bloomington, I believe, right?
I live in Bloomington, Indiana. Yeah, I grew up not too far from there in Cincinnati, Ohio. Uh-huh. We're right where Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana come together.
The Queen City.
On the Ohio River. Yeah, the Queen City. So that's where I grew up. But I've been living in Bloomington, Indiana for since 1981, so longer than I've lived anywhere else.
Definitely a hotbed of acoustic music.
It is. It's a great music town.
Play us another song here, and this is going to be one with a concertina, I believe. What's this one going to be?
It's a jig called The South Shore, which I made up, gosh, a number of years ago. But it's named for the south shore of a lake where I used to live, Lake Lemon, just northeast of Bloomington, a beautiful, beautiful spot. So when I would come home from a lot of travels and come back to my family, it was that's kind of the feeling that I associate with the music that we're about to play, is, you know, coming home. So it's called The South Shore.
Music, guys. If you want to find out more about these folks who are on the show this morning, CallettLarson.com. CallettLarson.com. Cindy Callett and Gray Larson are their names. But CallettLarson.com is spelled K-A-L-L-E-T-L-A-R-S-E-N.
Thank you.
Guests on today's live music showcase. Some people might not know how to spell Gray. I might be one of those people.
Okay. If you Google our names spelled incorrectly, you'll come up with all the press releases in which our names are spelled incorrectly. One way or the other, you'll get to
I've noticed that. Yeah, I've noticed that that's the way it works. Yeah.
Yep.
But meanwhile, play us another song,
all
please.
Right.
Cindy Callett and Gray Larson, our guests on today's show.
This is a song called If You Say Yes, and it came about just because I got really frustrated with almost everything. Somebody said, gotta watch your step, gotta close your eyes, gotta hold your breath. Somebody said, if you say yes, where will it lead? Where will it lead? Where will it lead you?
but he said, gotta lock your car, gotta draw the shades, gotta bolt the door. Somebody said, if you say yes, where will it lead? Where will it lead? Where will it lead you? But that fussy old crow's on the gutter again, and a tufty little bird's in the backyard tree. And I've worn holes in my blue jeans down on my knees. Somebody said, if you sing too loud or you dance too wild, stick out in a crowd. Somebody said, if you say yes, where will it lead? Where will it lead? Where will it lead? Somebody said, if you rock the boat, if you climb too high, if you swim the moat. Somebody said, if you say yes, where will it lead? Where will it lead? Where will it lead you? But I ran outside in the howling rain, and I thought, what have I got to lose? For just a glimpse of some good news, I'm down on my knees. Somebody said, don't act too smart, don't start to cry, don't fall apart. Somebody said, if you say yes, where will it lead? Where will it lead? Where will it lead you? Somebody said, you aren't enough, too soft and sweet, gotta just get tough. Somebody said, if you say yes, where will it lead? Where will it lead? Where will it lead? But I hear the beat of the strongest heart, and I would walk 1,000 miles for just the moment of your smile. I'm down on my knees.
And you've been listening to the Live Music Showcase on WMNF Tampa. I'm Mark Perfetti. Thank you so much for joining me. Coming up next, The Rhythm Revival with special guest host Randy Wind and Sid Flannery. You don't want to miss it. So I just want to say good afternoon.
Somebody said you're so naive to hope so hard to just believe. Somebody said if you say yes, where will it lead? Where will it lead?